Here it could be the machlekes of the klal prat that are far away one from another. That's the machlekes over here. That Rebbe, some Rebbe holds, ain't done a nice of a klal prat. Since they're far away, we do not make it for klal prat. Or ben azay sover no done a nice of a klal prat. Rashi Rebbe sover ain't done. Hachinami kviya nemrat chila klal the kviya mashma stam bench yeshem machabura ben eni machabura. Now we have a chabura, some chabura would have been right next to it. He also would have said it's a klal prat. And then we would say, "Aim the klal al mashma prat." But now that it says the word chabura farther away, he also don't make it into a klal prat. And the other one, Benazli holds no. Even though the word chabura says a little bit further away, still don't a nice of a klal prat. But everybody agrees, really, the word shviya by itself should be a klal, should include everything. The chitema maybe you tell me chabura le Rebbe lomeli. If so, according to Rebbe, what do we have to have the word chabura for? According to Rebbe, it's not a klal prat. So Torah says kviya. Yechayif, any type of a pain, any type of a tsar you give him. So why does the Torah say the word chabur altogether for? So Gemara says, ledomim yiserim. So Rashi, to pay extra money. That means, di like siv ele kviya tachas kviya v'mino, ben yispe chabur, ben lespe chabur, to make kviya mishalim. Avatat le mishalim, kamashlon le mishalim tavayu. I would have thought to say, whenever you give him like a burn, that you have to pay for the pain you gave him, even though that burn also made a chabur, and a chvesh you ruined him, that he's worth less, maybe you wouldn't have to pay him for that. Maybe the Torah means you only have to pay for kviya and not for chabura. That's why the Torah says the word chabura later to teach us, no, that you have to pay for both. If this kviya, when you burn the person, if you also make a wound there, that you damage him, you ruin him, you give him a scar that he's ruined now, so you have to pay for both. You have to pay for the nezek, and you also have to pay for the tsar. Now, how do we pay for tsar? So the Mishnah says, oindim, we shatza, we value. How much would a person want to pay to have such sufferings, to have such pains? So Mora says, Tsar b'mokam nezek hechashaminim. In the case where you make nezek, you make it worthless, how do we value the tsar itself? Shrashi, hecha dekoto es yodai. That's when you chop off the person's hand. V'noisim lo demeyin. You already paid him the value of the hand, like how much he was worth with the hand or without the hand. Now you have to pay for that tsar. How do we evaluate the tsar itself? Amar Rav Huda Shmuel, I'm dim evaluate. Kam adam roitza lita l'ktaya l'yadai. How much a person would take to let his hand be chopped off? That says, how much money do you want me to pay you if you in order that you should let me chop off your hand? Freddy Gemara, lita l'yadai. Leit tsar l'chudahu. You can't say that how much you would pay to have your arm chopped off. To have your arm chopped off, you have to pay you for five things. By having your arm chopped off, there's going to be nezek, tsar, boisha, shevet, ripui involved. So you have to pay four or five. We want to have a value of just the tsar alone. V'yoid, secondly, Bishop Tony asked, you know, we're talking about a fool. There's nobody would do that. No matter how much money you give him, he wouldn't let his arm, a normal person, no matter how much money you give him, he wouldn't let his arm be taken off. So how can you evaluate how much a person would pay to let his arm be taken off? Ella, rather, the case is like this. Lektoya yodai haktua. The cut off hand that's already cut off already. Rashi yodai haktua means umchaberas begidin. It's only attached with veins. Tzimtzimtzim, the dried out veins. Then the rule of malacha, the kids, you have an arm that's half detached already. You can't use, you can't do any work with it. So such an arm, how much would you pay to have it taken off? Fred the Gemara yodai haktua nami. Loitza lechudika. Still there's boishas involved also. It's very embarrassing for a person to see the way they'll take away your arm and throw it to the dogs. You don't want to see the way your dog, your arm, dogs are going to eat. See, even though the arms have come out off already, it's only attached with veins, still there's more than tsar involved, there's also boishas. Ella, rather, we do like this. I'm them we value kama adam reitza lita liktaya la yodai. How much should a person take to have his arm cut off? Ha muchtav la malchus, that the king said we have to chop off his arm. Like he did something wrong, and his punishment is the king says we're going to take off his arm. But the difference is, how much would you pay now bein sam l'stayif to have it taken off with medicine that doesn't hurt so much, or to take it off with a sword that hurts a lot? I'm with the Gemara. I'll tell you, hochinami. No, nobody would do that either. Nobody would say, if I have a choice, that I could have my hand taken off with medicine that won't hurt, nobody would say, I'll take $1 million to have it chopped off. It's too painful. Nobody would pay money for nobody would take money to have such pain. Amri, I'll say it like this. Hochin. There was Amri Hochin Ami, Lelishkul Matanashe. El around the cases like this. Aimdim, we value Kama Odom Roitze Liten Lektoya Loyodoy Hamuchtav Lamalchus Ben Saif Lissam. Ben Saif Lissam. Yeah. So Rashi says like this. Kama Odom Roitze Liten Leshliach Hamelech. That the king already said, listen, your hand is supposed to be chopped off with a knife. That was the punishment you're supposed to get. Now, how much would you go and try and pay this the man that's supposed to do it? How much would you try and pay the shliach money that he should only use some and not really chop it off? Not give you so much pain. That's how we value the tzar. Now, in the case where you're supposed to have the tzar, how much money now will you pay in order that not to have the pain? That's how much you're paying for pain. For the Gemara, high lethal taking, lethal me boiler, should have said how much he wants to pay. The question is now, how much do you want to pay the executor to do the sama, not to do with the knife? Omer Avuna, Bered Rabbi Yeshua, Enech Nami, lethal, zemi zeh, mashinosan zeh, true. How much you would pay the man not to use the knife? But to use some, that's called the Meitzar, that much money, the Mazik has to pay to the Nizik. That's how we value how much Tsar is worth, how much you have to pay for real Tsar. If you did damage, you made them sick, you have to pay the doctor bills. Tana Rabbonin. All of boys Samachim, let's say some gross blisters grew after the wound. So Machma, some Machim became because of the Machim. Finistra Machim, and then the Machim became bad again. Chayav Rafosai. As long as it's still a continuation from the first wound, you have to pay the doctor bills. The Chayav Litanloi Dimei Shiftoi. You also have to pay him now for the fact he's not working. Shaloi Machma Samaka. But let's say this wound, the growths now grow, not because of the first Machim, then ain't the Chayav Rafosai. Then you don't have to pay for the doctor bills now. You don't have to pay for the meshift, like Chita. If the growth that's come on now, the blister that come on now, is not because of the first wound you gave him, so it happens by itself, so that's the person's own shoulder, like it's his mazel. So you don't have to pay for it. We have Yudu Aymeno. Af machmas hamako chayil refosoi v'yena chayil itinlo de meshiftoi. Even in the case where these second blisters are growing because of the first maka, and now that you have these blisters, you can't do work, so the mazik only has to pay you for the doctor bills to heal yourself from these blisters, but not to pay you the shevis. He only has to pay you the shevis. You're not doing work during the first maki you had, during the actual wound. But if the wound caused, you have other problems, and you can't work during those problems, for that the mazik doesn't have to pay. He has to pay the doctor bills, but not the may shiftai. The chacham and the chacham say no. Shiftai for vosai goes together. That kol shechayim v'sheves chayim b'ripoy. Whatever you have to pay for not working, you have to pay the deductibles. But v'shein chayim v'sheves, you don't have to pay for not working. Ein chayim b'ripoy. Then you don't have to pay for the deductibles either. You can't divide it. So, what's the machlokes here of Yehuda and the Chachamim? If it's possible to say the mazik has to pay for the deductibles, but not for sheves. If the wound caused him to have more wounds, more blisters, that sheves that he can't work during those blisters, so you have to pay for it or not. What's the machlokes? So the Gemara says, but my kumbiflugi, what's the machlokes over here? Omar Rabba says, Ashkach tinu le rabbonim bevei rab. I found the rabbonim, the Beis Medrash, the yasper, they were sitting on camera, they said like this, Hocho b'maka nitno la'agit kumbiflugi. Here the machlokes is, when you get a wound, if somebody hits you, do you have a right to wrap it around with something? Nitno la'agit kumbiflugi. Does the Nizik have a right away to take his own bandage and bandage up his arm itself? That's the machlokes over here. Rabbon and Savri Maka Nitnu Liagid, yes, the Nizik has a right to take a shmata and wrap it around his wound. He just got hit. A mazah just hit him. He has a right to take care of himself, to wrap around his own wound. So Rashi says, Nitnu Rishus Lenechbol, Loido Liatfa Mifnei Tsar Hatsino. It's too cold now, so he wants to protect himself. And therefore, what happened here is the fact you wrapped around the shmata on you, that caused you to have too much heat, and that caused blisters to grow. So really, you caused the blisters to grow. That's the shaila, is it called your fault or not? So the Rabbanim say, no, it's not your fault. You have a right to do this. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, no. Maka lenitna liyagid. You don't have a right to wrap around your wound. Therefore, if you cause yourself to have more blisters, it's your own fault. The other one is potter. So it's like this. Ripu the Tanya Beikro Mechayiv. Ripu the Torah says clearly you have to pay. See, even though the second blisters come about because of your shoulder, still the mazik has to pay for it. But Shevis Le Tanya Beikro, the Torah doesn't say clearly about Shevis. I'll tell you that Taka Le Mechayiv. That's Rabbi Yehuda Svara. And that Taka Yepota. So Rashi Tonaba means Tishon Olov HaKosov. The Torah says it's twice or not. So that's one way to learn the Machlaikis. The Amin Allah, no, and I say no. Imakal and Nitzel Yagad, if you're not allowed to wrap around your wound with your own shmatas, you can't do anything to yourself, then Ripun Amal Mechayiv. If you're not allowed to do it, then if you did it, it's called you caused damage to yourself, and the Mazik should not even have to pay the doctor bill. Ela rather, it's like this. The Kuli Yam everybody holds, Maka Nitzel Yagad. Yes, if you got a wound and now you're cold because of that, you want to wrap it around to keep yourself hot, you have a right to do it. But Veloy Nitzel Yagad Yisera. But you're not allowed to wrap it around very tight or put a lot of wrappings around. That you don't have a right to do. So that's the question here. You have used this sovar, kivun la nitnul yagad yisera, since you don't have a right to wrap it around a lot, ripu the tonin beikru, and you wrapped it around a lot now. So therefore, for the doctor, go to the doctor, write the Torah says twice, rapi rapi, it comes to teach us, mechayif, you have to pay such doctor bills. But shevis la tonin beikru, the Torah doesn't say shevis twice. Therefore, la mechayif, you don't have to pay for the shevis, that the fact the person wrapped it around too much, and because of that his wound became worse, there were blisters there, and because of that he couldn't go to work another week, for that you don't have to pay. That's from Yudishita. But Rabbon and Savri know, Kivun the Tony Bekra Baripo, since the Torah says twice, Rapi Rapi, Hashem is not in a chayiv, it automatically includes to say you have to pay for not work. The Iskish Naripo, there's a Hekish of Shevis Naripo. From Yudishava know, Shevis Lai Nechayiv, Demiya Tarachmon, Rak. Torah says the word rak, mash rak, rapi rapi. Only you have to pay for doctor bills and not for the shevis. For Rabbonin, rak. Why does Torah say the word rak? It means teach us l'shaloi machmas hamaka. Who the yosa? In a case where some blisters come up, not because of the first wound at all, just by itself, blisters came up. For that, avada the matzah is potter. For the moral of Rabbonin, basroi. Quote the second Rabbonin. The yamri that they say. Kol shechayiv b'shevis chayiv b'ripu. Whenever you have to pay for not working, you have to pay for the doctor bills. V'chol shein echayiv b'shevis ein echayiv b'ripu. If so, ripu the Torah beikro lomeli. Why does the Torah say twice for rapi rapi? What's special about paying the doctor bills over paying not for not work? So when it says me boile we did it like the Torah of the very Rabbi Shmuel. The Torah of the very Rabbi Shmuel Levi says the pasuk says v'rapi rapi. Says a double lashon. That mikan from here we learn out shenita and rishus le rifle voice. The doctor has the right to practice to heal people. And what did a person has the right to go to the doctor without the pasuk? I would have thought to say you're supposed to have the tachan in Hashem. You're sick. Daven to Hashem. Hashem will heal you. You need a pasuk to teach us now that you have a right and that you're supposed to go to the doctor. That's what Torah says twice for Rafi Rafa. That lemaisa now you are supposed to go to the doctor. And Rashi says nitna rishus le rifim le rapois. For lo yarinu, we do not say Rachmona Mechaya Vio Masir. Like the sentence we should have said, who made us sick? That for sure, it's not the doctor. For sure, who made us sick? Hashem made us sick. So I would have thought to say, Hashem made us sick. Hashem will heal us also. That's what I would have thought to say. Don't go to a doctor. Daven to Hashem. That's Chiddush. No. Talmud loy mashifto yitem rapi rapa. Shina kosim ripo lechayvoy. No, that's right. The post comes to teach us that you're allowed to go, that you're supposed to go to a doctor. All right, turn over. Turn around, bottom. Word like this. Minayin. How do we know shemol boit smachin? That if these blisters grow, machma samaka, because of the first wound that the person gave you, v'nistru hamaka, and then the mak itself opens up again. Shechayad refosai. That the masik has to pay for all this. Has to pay for all the doctor bills, and also the chayin litan lashiftoi. He also has to pay for the fact he can't go to work during these days. Talmud loyma. This today the pasuk says rak shiftoi yitain. The rapa yirapa. That's the rock. It's rock shift to yitain. You have to pay shevis and you have to pay doctor bills. So what does it mean to say? Yochanan would have thought to say that you have to pay the doctor bills. Now Yochanan would have thought to say, "Afilu shloi machmas hamaka," even whatever comes out again later, even not from the first wound, maybe still the mazik has to pay. Tamalema, this pasuk says rak. No, you only have to pay for the damage that comes out from the first wound. But if something comes up by itself later, that pshita yapota. We have Yosi by Yudoimer. Af machmas hamaka pota. No, even if some other things come out because of the first wound, still yapota will come out later. Shenema, the pasuk says rak. Rak means you only have to pay for the first wound. When the mazik hits you for that first wound that he gave you, for that you have to pay the dakamos and the shevis. But if the wound later gets bigger and more complications come involved, for that you're potter. That's the possible rak. You only have to pay for what was there right away, bishas, when he hit you. We have Yosef, we have Yehudu right there, af machma samaka potter. But you never rak. And he could hear me some say, af machma samaka potter. Lagamri, pot lagamri, kirabona masroi. Because the army, some say no. Af machma samaka potter mishevis. You only potter from shevis. But v'chayi beripoy, come on, kiavu like the father. That's the question. When the makah comes up, shlo machma samaka, do we still say the rapi is telling us that the doctor bill you still have to pay? Just shevis, you don't have to pay. Or else we say no. You potter the army both from shevis and from the doctor bills. Omama, what did we just say? Yochel, I would have thought to say afilu shlo machma samaka. Even if the damages come not because of the first wound, still you'd have to pay. Tamulay marak, no, only from because of the first damage. Shalay machma samake for the mora boy kro. What do we need a pasuk for pshita? If it didn't happen because of the first wound, it happens by itself. So why should the mazik be chayiv? Amri, I'll tell you like this. My shalay machma samake. What does it mean? It didn't happen because of the first wound. Kedatanya, like we learned. Harei shavar al divrei roifa. You had a wound and you went to the doctor, but you didn't listen to him. The yochol dvasher kol mina masika. And you ate sweet stuff. Because really the doctor said, Shedvash Mechomina Mesika Koshim Amaka. Any type of sweet stuff is bad for the Maka. You didn't listen. The Hello Makosa Gagusni, and therefore scabs grew on top of it. So Yochlai would have thought to say, Yechayadr Foysi. In such a case, maybe Yechayadr Foysi. Because the scab is not something new. It's just that the original Maka got worse. So maybe there the Masik should be Chayiv. Tamulay Merak, no. That since the Meister, you caused it to get worse. If you wouldn't listen to the doctor, it wouldn't have got worse. You cause it to get worse, therefore I'm potter. But the Gemara, my Gagusni, what does Gagusni mean? Om Rabbaya, no sir Kerichta. Some type of scab that grows, or raw flesh, I think Rashi says. Yevosa meis, like raw flesh. Maya susa, what's the refuah for this? A whole of the kiro the kalba. Take these three things. These three things would be refuah for this. Rashi shava, wax, the kalba, shevachav yeshuyai, the bottom part of the wine. What's going to be, the mazik comes and bops you over the head. And then the mazik says, listen, I'm a doctor, let me heal you. Omalei, the mazik has the right to say back. To me, you look like a wild lion. I don't want you for a doctor. Like, you just came and hit me over the head, and don't do me the favors. I don't trust you to be the doctor. Let's say the mazik still says, I'll bring you a doctor that heals for free, and I don't want to pay no money. I'll bring you a doctor that does a free job. Omalei, so Nizik has a right to say back, Asiya de Mogin, Mogin Shava. Such a doctor is worth zero. A doctor that doesn't charge any money, it's like a worth zero. So don't do me no favors, give me a free doctor. It's not worth too much. Vi Omalei, what's going to be if the Mazda say like this? Listen, I have a very good doctor. He just lives 300 miles away. Omalei, so Nizik has a right to say, listen, you know what good a doctor 3 miles away is? He can cause me to come blind. No, by the time he gets, I'll be blind already. So the Nizik has the right to say, don't do me the favors and bring me a doctor far away. I need a doctor right in their hand, right on hand, that will heal me right now. Let's say the Nizik says like this. How will it be? Give me the money to me. I know I'm not sure, I'll take care of myself. The Nizik says, listen, I'm a doctor myself. I'll cure myself. You just give the money to me. Omalei, the mazik has the right to say no. Poshat b'nashecha, I'm afraid that you won't cure yourself. V'shakalte minoy tzvein, you'll take just too much money from me. V'omalei, let's say, no, it's enough, kid. You'll just make yourself worse, and you'll have to keep on taking more and more medicine. So you'll take me broke. What about v'omalei? Listen to this, it says, listen. Koitzli mikait, I'll make a set price with you. Pay me now $25 and that's it. Omalei, the mazik still has the right to say, I'm not going to pay you the money. Because kol shechem deposhe b'nafshecha. For sure then you just ruin yourself. The korali shara mazik. And people will call me then the shara mazik. And people know I did damage to you, and you're never going to get cured. So people will say, call me a shara mazik. So I have the right to say, I'm not going to pay you, I'll pay the doctor though. Tony will learn Bakula Mishtam Makam Nezik. The Makam Nezik starts to pay the other Tsar Shemus Ribbon Boshes. We know what I mean. How do we know this? Omar Rav Zvid Mishmer the Rav Makro. Tetsa Tagas Potsa. Lita Tsaba Makam Nezik. They say even though there's Nezik involved, still you have to pay for the Tsar. The Muhammad Bola, we need it for something else. But Rabbi Shogun can make the Yonis Kurotsin. And can you still throw a pets of a petsa? My petsa, Tachas Potsa, Shermina Tarti. And Yechayiv, even though Oynes Yechayiv, still here Yechayiv Tsar, the Mokim Nezik. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding pay hey, Amar Aleph from the bottom. The last line. Lesson is on. The Kulon Mishtalmim B'mokim Nezik. That even though Adam Mazik pays five things, he pays Nezik and also Tsar, Shevis, Ripui, Boishes, he has to pay them even B'mokim Nezik. Even though you have to pay for Nezik, you also have to pay for the Tsar, for the Boishes also. Minoan Amili, how do we know this? Omar Rav Zvid Mishmei Derov, Omar Kro, the Posek says, Petsa Tachas Potsa. That means Litain Tsar B'mokim Nezik. Even in the case where you did damage to him, and you have to pay for the loss that he has for the Nezik, you also have to pay for the Tsar for the pain that you give him. That's the extra Posek, Petsa Tachas Potsa. Samar says no, Homid Boyle, we need this.